Welcome to Speaking Golf, Class 3. Today's five words are check, to choke down, cup, carry, cavity back. So what do these mean? Check. Normally you hear golfers, when they're playing pitch shots, shout the word check as the ball lands on the green. It's kind of similar to the word bite that we had in last week's class, but it really means they want the initial bounce to stop very quickly. It's maybe because they think it's going to run too far, so they want the initial bounce to check, which means to pull back, and then to slow down. It's a little different from bite, but it's very similar. The non-golf meaning of check means to review or to ensure something is correct. So when I used to do my homework, my parents would check my homework, or the teacher would check my homework. In American English, there's a second meaning, which can also mean the bill. So if you're in a restaurant in America, the waitress may say to you, "Would you like the check?" Which means, can I give you the bill? Also, the word check with this spelling, C-H-E-C-K, can mean a form of payment in America. So if you pay by check, which in Spanish is talón, no? In British English, we have the same word, but it's with a different spelling, which would be C-H-E-Q-U-E. Okay, word number two, choke down. Okay, this is a phrasal verb, and what it means is sometimes you've seen the golfers when they hold the club further down the grip, or sometimes even on the shaft, maybe because there's a restriction in the backswing, or more often it's because they want to do a punch shot. So what they do is they grip down and then they swing and limit their follow through on a punch shot. The word choke in English means when you're unable to breathe because there's some sort of object blocking the air passage. So it could be food, it could be water. So in Spanish, I think the word is ahogarse. Word number three, cup. So perhaps more American than British English, and it can refer to the hole, or it can refer to the inside of the hole. So perhaps it's more specific to the inside of the hole. So normally you say the ball went into the cup and came back out again. It's because it's rolled around or pitched inside the cup. I think we saw in yesterday's tournament, Patrick Harrington chipped onto the green, his ball bounced onto the green, then into the hole, and then bounced out of the hole. So his ball would have hit the material inside the hole. Word number four, carry. Carry. This is specifically used in golf when, for example, on a par three, there's a lake or maybe a bunker before the green, and you know there's a certain distance that you want the ball to fly. So the ball has to be in the air for 150 meters, for example, because if it doesn't go 150 meters, if it goes 149 meters, it's going to land in the lake or a river or something that's before the green. The meaning in non-golf means to lift something from one place to another. So I could have a pen on my desk and I lift it and I bring it to the kitchen. So when I'm between the two places, I am carrying the pen, or I'm carrying my golf clubs. So that's probably a better example. So you'll see a lot of golfers with their bags on their shoulders. They are carrying their golf clubs in the bag. So I think the Spanish word there would be llevar. And today's final word is cavity back. So in last week's class, we described blades, which is a type of iron. So a cavity back is pretty much the opposite. So it's an iron where the weight is distributed around the outer edge of the club head. So a blade, the weight is distributed more equally across the back of the club. Where a cavity back, it's more on the outside, and the idea is that it allows more forgiveness when, or a bigger sweet spot. So it's very good for kind of beginner intermediate golfers. The word cavity in English means an empty space. So it's used a lot in dentistry with your teeth, and it's also used in construction. So they talk about a cavity wall, yeah? Where a cavity wall basically means instead of having one block as your wall, you have two smaller blocks, and then you have a space, an air space between them. And that air space is called a cavity. Okay, so let me just repeat the five words of today. We had word number one, check. Repeat after me, check. Word number two, choke down. Choke down. Word number three, cup. Word number four, carry. And word number five, cavity back. Check, choke down, cup, carry, cavity back. Okay, so that's the end of this podcast. If you'd like to receive a copy of this, then you can get that on the website. Okay, bye-bye.